When are we going on?
It is the Playbook with Satya Shah and John Jang on Sportsnet 650. And that was Travis Green, new head coach of the Vancouver Canucks. We're already annoying the next head coach of the Vancouver Canucks.
Well, John, he just wants to make sure you're playing 60 minutes, and we just missed the first minute, apparently.
He would have made me do some suicide drills right now. How you doing, Travis?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Well, yeah, we've had some technical issues we're trying to work around, but we are an expansion team, and you're part of a rebuilding team, so to speak. So maybe you can sort of tell us how to build a franchise back up to the top.
Well, it won't be following you guys by the looks of it.
No, definitely not. But obviously, we'll talk about the Sinis here in a second, especially with them making it clear that they want to retire as Canucks. They're not going anywhere else. But the Young Stars tournament's going up in Penticton as well, and you've been up there watching the kids play. Cole Lind is a player that has really impressed, and so has Zach McEwen. How impressed have you been by some of the guys up in Penticton?
Well, it's been good for me to see them firsthand play real games. Saw some of them in development camp, but there's nothing like seeing players in games. I'd like to look at Cole Lind. He's got a real nice vision in his game. He sees the ice well for a young guy. I thought he's played well up there.
And Griffin Molino is somebody that John Jang has been a big fan of, and we've seen his speed on display. How critical is that speed for a player that's trying to crack into the NHL?
It is. In today's game, it's no secret that the game's being played quite fast now. You need players that can get up the ice, and not just on the forecheck, but the way teams back check and back pressure. Now it's vital to be able to skate, and he showed some speed up there for sure. I'm anxious to see him in the big camp.
Hey, Travis, you come into the Vancouver Canucks with a bit of a working relationship with some of the younger players on the team or hoping to make the team. Can you talk a little bit about Jake Virtanen and perhaps some of the things you told him heading into the summer, what he needs to be working on?
It seems like I've talked a lot about Jake over the last year with obviously him being in Utica. I thought the year was good for him. Some people think that by being sent down to the AHL, it's a big demotion, but I think it was a great learning situation for him. I thought he had a pretty good year down there. He could have easily scored 20-25 goals. I thought he was snake bit a little bit, but for me it wasn't about whether he was going to score or not score. It was about really what he learned about himself and how he had to play the game, and to go through adversity, which I thought he did down there a little bit. It's good for players. A lot of young guys have it easy, and at some point in your career, you always go through adversity, and I thought he did a little bit last year. I thought he learned a lot about himself and about how he has to play, and I'm anxious to see how his summer has gone and how he looks in training camp.
Do you see him more as an energy winger or someone who can play in the middle six, or do you possibly still see a little bit more offensive game to him?
Jake and I have talked about that. There seems to be always talk of whether a player is going to be a top six guy, bottom six guy. For me, it's just make the NHL. And be part of a team that wins. Make yourself into an NHL, everyday NHL player that has a long career. And wherever the coach plays you, be happy with it that you're in the NHL full time. And I think that should be his goal right now. I don't think we need to predict whether he's going to play in the top six, bottom six. You hope that you have guys on your bottom six that can slide up into your top end of your line and push the guys as well.
Can you talk a little bit about the other Jake that you know and have experience with, that being Markstrom? You guys made it to the Calder Finals in the AHL a number of years ago, not too long ago actually. And does he come into this summer and into training camp essentially as the number one, or do you still want to see a bit more fight out of him?
Hey, we got two good goalies coming in. I've talked to both of them. I think they're both at a stage in their career where they're ready for a challenge to be a number one goalie. They've proven that they can play in the league. Now we've got to find out if they can be number ones, and hopefully we've got two guys that are capable of being number one goalies. But going back to Jacob, I do know him well. I think he's a real good goalie for starters. He's a fierce competitor. He wants to win badly, and for me, I want players on the team that are willing to do whatever it takes to win, not just worry about themselves individually, but worry about what it takes for the team to win.
We're talking to Canucks head coach Travis Green right here at Jake Milford Canucks Charity Invitational on Sportsnet 650. You sort of talked about whether a player would really want to play in top six, bottom six. Do you view it as a traditional, you want a fourth line energy line, or do you just look at it as I'm putting together four lines that can all score?
You have to coach the team you have.
Right.
And I think it's vital that you have four lines that can play. And if you're fortunate enough to have a team that has a true first, second, third, heavy fourth line, like, you know, I think a lot of coaches like that. Me personally, I want four lines that can play. I want the energy to be high. I want energy to be high. And in order to do that, you can't have a line that's playing 7 to 8 minutes. You need guys that are playing. And I think we have a chance to have that this year.
You talked about how you want the team to play fast, but and you don't necessarily need to have speedy players. So what's the difference between having a fast team and a team that actually plays fast with the transition game being
quicker? Well, skating is part of it.
Right.
But there's ways within your system that I think can influence your team speed, your overall team speed, how you get the puck up the ice, how well you forecheck, your grit and determination to get to pucks. Your willingness to compete on loose puck battles and get to the battle first. These are smart players. They anticipate the play well, and putting yourself in harm's way sometimes means getting outside your comfort zone, and that helps you play fast as well.
Hey, Travis, the big news this morning, of course, the article that Henrik and Daniel penned in the Players' Tribune, so it seems you can't get rid of them at least. Do you envision any possibility that perhaps Henrik and Daniel could be healthy scratches throughout the season? I gotta ask.
I'm hoping that's a joking question. I'm not foreseeing them being healthy scratches. They're Hall of Fame players. They're still great players in the league, and I'm very confident that they're going to have a really good season this year. These guys are Hall of Fame players. They're arguably our best players on the team, and I expect them to be most of the nights.
Now, before you had a chance to meet the Sedin twins, what was sort of your takeaway just watching them play and then you meet them as people?
Great, both on and off the ice. They're fantastic individuals for the community, not just for the hockey team. They've been great ambassadors for this team. But more, I shouldn't say more importantly or just as importantly, these guys want to win.
Right.
It's not about just coming out and having another year and seeing if they want to play next year. It's about winning for these guys and doing the right things, and not just during the games, it's practices, it's June, May, June, July. These guys are committed players. They're great examples for our young guys. And I talk about will to win a lot, and I truly believe these guys have it, and it needs to start with your leaders. It needs to start with your leadership group, and that trickles down, and can't enough good things about these guys.
We're talking to Travis Green, Canucks head coach. I know you got to get going. We appreciate you giving us some time here, Travis. Best of luck in the season, and I'm sure you'll be looking forward to more intrepid questions from us down the road.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much, Travis. Thanks,